This is the Aviat Merli of the 10th of May, 2026. Original date, the 30th of January, 2010. Be an embodiment of the experience of self-respect in all four subjects, and use the authority of your experience. Today, Bapdada, the creator of the Brahmin world, is seeing his Brahmin world everywhere. Each Brahmin is a special soul in the whole Brahmin world. You are one out of multi-millions because you have recognized the Father who has come in an ordinary body. Bapdada is giving love from his heart to you children who have merged him in your hearts. Each of you children is experiencing yourself to be loved by such a Father, and is experiencing the Father to be merged in your heart. For the Father, every child is extremely lovely and loved by all. All of you children have issued a challenge to all souls that you are those who have a yogi life, that you are not those who just have yoga, but you are those who have a yogi life. A life is not just for 2 to 4 hours. A life is for all time. So while walking and moving around and doing everything, you are constant yogis who have a yogi life. Whether you are sitting in yoga or doing any other work, you are karma yogis. The aim of your lives is to be constant yogis. Do you experience your yogi life to be a natural life? Bapdada is seeing the sparkling fortune on the forehead of each child. What is he seeing? Each child of mine has self-respect and is a self-sovereign, a master of the self. Why? Where there is self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. From the beginning to the end, until now, Bapdada has given every child different types of self-respect. If you were to remember your self-respect now, and continue to turn the beads of each point of self-respect, you would become an embodiment of many types of self-respect and become absorbed in that self-respect. However, even now, Bapdada doesn't like one thing about the children. Do you know what that is? When some children say that they sometimes have to labour to stabilise themselves in their self-respect, that they want to do this, but that it sometimes takes them effort. The Almighty Authority Father cannot bear to see the effort of the children, because where there is love, there is no labour. Where there is labour, there is a lack of love. Today, at Amrit Vela, Bapdada toured around all the Brahmins everywhere, in this land and abroad. And what did he see? Some children were sitting in their self-respect. They were thinking that they were seated on Bapdada's heart throne. They were thinking this. They were making effort to stabilize themselves in this self-respect. But what was the weakness that Baba saw? They remembered the self-respect. They were thinking about it. But the weakness that was seen was in being an embodiment of self-respect, in being an image of experience, and in being an embodiment of the authority of that experience. There are many authorities, but the greatest authority is the authority of experience, and the Almighty Authority has given you the experience of self-respect. So they were making effort, but they did not become embodiments of experience. Babdada saw that while children sit, they even think about this, but only some are embodiments of experience. In that experience, not even the slightest body consciousness of any type can pull you to itself. So, to become an embodiment of experience, to become lost in the experience of being a karma yogi while acting, is now a lot more essential. Stabilize yourself in that form. In every situation, in every subject, become an embodiment of experience. Whether it is knowledge, yoga, dana or service, become an embodiment of experience in all four subjects. Even Maya cannot shake someone who is experienced, and this is why, today, Babdada wants to see all of you children as embodiments of experience. There is a difference between hearing and thinking about it, and in being an embodiment of experience. Whatever you think, whatever self-respect you want to stabilize yourself in, become stable in being the embodiment of that experience. No one can shake that experience, because it is self-respect. Swaman. When you are an embodiment of self-respect and are stable in the experience of self-respect, there cannot be any body consciousness there. For instance, when there is darkness, if you switch on the light, the darkness automatically disappears. You don't have to make any effort to remove the darkness or to chase it away. Similarly, when seated on your seat of self-respect, the switch of experience is on, so no type of body consciousness can exist there. There are different types of body consciousness, and the Father has also given you different types of self-respect. You know about self-respect. You make effort for it. But there is a difference between trying to make effort for that experience and being an embodiment of that experience. That is why you have to labour. So now, according to the time, and at the time of you accomplishing your aim of becoming equal to the Father, Babdada doesn't like seeing you labour. Let each one of you check yourself. Do I have a karma yogi life? A life is natural and for all time. It is not just sometimes. Become an embodiment of experience. Have you accomplished the aim that you have of a yogi life and of being an image of experience? You yourself should constantly experience the sparkling light on your forehead. You yourself should be stable in that experience. Be an embodiment of remembrance, not one who has to have remembrance, but one who is an embodiment of remembrance. The proof of whether you are an embodiment of remembrance or not is that when you are an embodiment of the experience of that remembrance, you will experience yourself to have that power while carrying out any task. tasks may vary, but your stage of being and the embodiment of experience should not vary. So today, Bap Dada saw why you have to labour. Baba saw that you are number-wise according to your effort in becoming an embodiment of experience. Bap Dada has deep love in his heart for every child, and he therefore cannot bear to see anyone he loves having to labour, no matter what subject it is in which you may have to labour or use the word sometimes. The reason for it is that you lack being an embodiment of experience. You are an effort maker, but you have not become an embodiment. Experience being an embodiment of the experience of self-respect in all four subjects in a second, so that body consciousness cannot come close to you. Just as darkness cannot remain in the face of light, you don't have to chase it away. It is natural that where there is darkness, there is little or no light. So the greatest authority that is remembered is that of experience. Even if thousands of people try to change an experience, they cannot do that. All of you must have experienced sugar and know that it is sweet. Even if thousands of people tried to change your opinion, would they be able to do that? In any subject, whether knowledge, yoga, dana or service, out of any of the four, if you have to labour in any of them to finish something, to achieve success in the service you do, to transform your nature in the subject of dana, to remain unshakable in yoga, to experience a yogi life, if you have to labour or use the word sometimes, it means that you have not become an image of experience in that subject. An experience is not sometimes. It is one's natural nature. So did you hear what the reason is for having to labour? When you experience being seated on the seat of experience, when you experience having an embodiment of a blessing, do you have to labour at that time? It is a natural experience. This is why, according to the time now, everything is going to happen suddenly. It is not going to tell you in advance before it happens. There are games of the elements of nature taking place suddenly. It has now begun. New things happen. Suddenly there was an earthquake, and hundreds of thousands of people died in a short time. Did they know whether they would be alive or not the next day? Many such accidents have begun to take place suddenly in different places. Collectively, at the same time, a ticket is being clipped for many. So at such a time, are you ever ready? You will not say that you are still making effort, will you? Ever ready means that whatever thought you have of a blessing or self-respect, you become an embodiment of that. And this is why Bap Dada is drawing your attention to this. Are you able to make any blessing fruitful and become experienced in the form of that blessing or self-respect? You will definitely have to become that. You may say, I am trying. But if you are going to try, do that from now. Because this practice over a long period of time will help at that time. Do not be an effort maker, but become experienced, because the Almighty Authority has given all of you the authority of experience. In the same way you are experienced in body consciousness, do you have to remember your body consciousness and think, I am so and so? You have been given names for your bodies, so that is body conscious, is it not? I am so and so. Even if thousands of people tell you that you are not that and that you are this, and they use a different name for you, would you believe them? Would you forget your name? The awareness of the body connected with the name that has been given to you at birth has become so firm and natural. If someone is calling someone with the same name as yours, he is not calling you, but calling someone with the same name as yours. As soon as you hear your name, your attention would go there, because you would think that that person was calling you. This body consciousness has become so firm. Similarly, be just as firm in being soul conscious, in maintaining your self-respect, and in being a master of yourself. You say that your life has changed. So what have you changed? From body consciousness, you have changed to self-respect, and then you have become a master of yourself. So check. Have I become an embodiment of this knowledge? Or have I become one who listens to this knowledge and relates it to others? Gyan means this knowledge. The practical form of this knowledge is said to be, knowledge is light, knowledge is might. To be an embodiment of this knowledge means that whatever actions you perform, they will be filled with light and might. They will be accurate. This is known as being an embodiment of this knowledge. Do not become one who just speaks this knowledge, but become an embodiment of this knowledge. To be an embodiment of yoga means to be a conqueror of the physical organs. Be a master of oneself over all your physical organs. This is known as yoga, that is, a life that is yukti yuk. If you are an embodiment of this knowledge and yoga, you will then automatically be able to imbibe every virtue. Where there is this knowledge and yoga, you are yogyukt. The imbibing of virtues takes place automatically. Service will take place at every moment automatically. According to the time, you may serve with your mind, with words, with actions, with love in your relationships. Service will continue to take place continuously. Service also takes place in relationships and connections. For instance, in the Brahmin family, if a brother or sister is a little sad, a little dull in his or her effort, and is under the influence of a sanskar, you would give zeal and enthusiasm, cooperation or love to that contact soul. That is the charity of service that you will accumulate in your account. It is an act of charity to uplift someone who has fallen down. To serve your relations and contacts is the duty of a true server. It should not be that service is only the service that you receive or is given to you. Let service itself continue to take place automatically with your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. Many times Bapdada has seen that in connection with others, some children see that someone's nature or sanskar is not what it should be. However, to have thoughts such as, "This one is like that anyway, he is never going to change. It is a waste of time to serve this one." Is it right to have such thoughts? You believe that you are those who will make the elements Satapratthan, that you will change the elements. However, that one is a human soul, one who calls himself a Brahmin, but is influenced by sanskars. You have issued a challenge to change the sanskars of the elements, but that one is a being, a soul, someone who has a relationship with you. So a true server would definitely have good wishes to earn the charity of serving him. To say, "This one is like that anyway, he will never change," these are not good wishes. They are subtle feelings of dislike. Nevertheless, that one is your brother or sister, and at least says, "My Baba." A true server would earn in their account of charity by having good wishes for even those who have not served him. Do not push those who have fallen even further down. Uplift them. Give them your cooperation. This is known as being a true server, a charitable soul. So check yourself. Do I have this much zeal and enthusiasm for doing service? This is known as being an authority of experience. So Bapdada now wants you to become an image of experience and to use your authority of experience. Those who will become embodiments of experience in all four subjects and will use the authority of experience. Those who will remove any weaknesses. Those who will pay this much attention to themselves. Raise your hands. You are raising the hand of your mind, are you not? Not your physical hand, but the hand of your mind. Raise it. Raise the hand of your mind, because Bapdada will ask for results on Shivratri. No one's sanskar of weakness should reduce the good wishes in your mind. That one's sanskar is slack, but it is powerful enough to reduce your good wishes. What did Father Brahma not see? What did he not do? While being responsible, he departed in the end after giving everyone the teachings of the three words of good wishes and pure feelings. You remember those, do you not? You remember the three words, do you not? He himself became Avyat with the stage of being incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. He did not give anyone the feeling that he was going through the suffering of karma. Did anyone understand that his suffering of karma was now finishing? What happened? He became Avyat. Father Brahma demonstrated the blessing of being angelic. Follow Father Brahma. Since you say, "My Baba," what does the Father say? You are my children. It is necessary to have such good wishes for each other in the family. Do not look at anyone's nature. The father knows that there is a conflict of natures. However, any conflict of natures should not finish your love. It should not finish the relationship. It is not right that it would not let the task be successful. This is a family. Which family is it? It is God's family. Prabhu Pariva. Let there not be any lack of love here due to any reason. Is it like that? Is love lacking? Let there definitely be love, that is, good wishes. No matter what someone is like, this is God's family. You believe that you belong to God's family, so family means love. If there is no love in this family, it is not a family. This godly family only exists at this one time. No one except God can have such a huge family. So check, because even this causes an obstacle in your efforts. Only when you become free from obstacles will you become experienced and make others experienced with the authority of your experience. Acha. Seeing all the children everywhere, Bapdada is pleased and is singing the song, Wah, Children, Wah. In the heart of every child is the father, and in the heart of the father is every child. Seeing this huge family, the residents of Madhuban, there is happiness. Wah, Madhuban, Wah. Madhuban is anyway the asylum for everyone, and this is why you all come running to Madhuban. Now you quickly have to fulfill the father's hopes. You have definitely to become embodiments of experience in all four subjects. Seeing the children from this land and everywhere abroad sitting here, Bapdada is pleased. Everyone is also pleased to see all of this. These facilities and science are progressing at this time. There are many new inventions of the world, but they are facilities for your benefit. They are inventing many good inventions. While being far away, you are together. So congratulations to the scientists for having invented the facilities. Please accept lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart to all you children in this land and abroad, and in particular, namaste to such special children. Blessing. May you become the form of an angel, and with the light of this knowledge, make the path of effort easy and clear. Both light and might are clearly visible in the life of an angel. However, in order to become the form of light and might, you need to have churning power and the power to tolerate. For your mind, you need to have churning power. For your words and actions, you need to imbibe the power of tolerance. The words you speak and the actions you perform will then be according to these. When you have both of these powers, the path of effort will become easy and clear for everyone. Slogan: to speak wastefully is to disturb many others. Aviat signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. You children are the masters of matter, and so you have to continue to remain happy while seeing these games of matter. Even if matter creates upheaval or shows you beautiful gains, in both situations, souls who are the masters of matter will observe those scenes as detached observers and enjoy them and will not become afraid. This is why Bapdada is especially inspiring you to practice remaining unshakable and immovable on your seat of the stage of a detached observer with your tapasya. Om Shanti.